Welcome back to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Daniel, and joining me as always is Emma.
Hi Daniel, I just love these industry updates we're sharing. Today we're going to talk about some exciting changes at CG Tech UK, a company that's been a part of our aerospace cluster for a long time.
That's right, Emma. Let's start with the main announcement. CG Tech has made three key staff promotions. Gavin Powell has been appointed as Managing Director, taking over from Tony Shrewsbury. What's the significance of this change?
Well, Gavin Powell has been with CG Tech for 21 years, which is remarkable. He was in charge of the technical team for 13 years, and he's stepping into this new role with a wealth of experience. He's also been involved in sales roles as needed. I think this promotion is a great sign for the company.
I see, and what about Tony Shrewsbury? Gavin Powell has some nice words for him.
Yes, Gavin Powell mentions that Tony will be retiring after 5 years at the helm. He's leaving the company in a strong position, and everyone is wishing him a long and happy retirement. It's clear that Gavin has a lot of respect for Tony's contributions.
Right, and what about the other two promotions?
Gavin Bridger is becoming Technical Support Manager. He's been with the company for over 15 years, and he's familiar to most customers, resellers, and partners. He'll be looking after 9 technical support engineers and 1 apprentice. That's a big responsibility.
And Scott Ravenscroft is now the UK sales manager.
Exactly. Gavin Powell sees these promotions as positive changes for customers and the business as a whole. The company has plans for growth in the UK customer base as well as overseas markets.
What kind of growth are they planning?
CG Tech is currently searching for a sales engineer for the Swedish market and is also planning to appoint another technical support engineer. Gavin Powell says the company is in a great position with plans for more customers and investment in the team to support this growth.
That sounds like a solid strategy. What about product development?
Gavin Powell mentions that future product development plans will open the door to further optimization processes. The move to hardware graphics has been phenomenal for their VEICUT software, bringing speed improvements with more enhancements to come.
I see, and what about the reporting tools?
The reporting tools are now better than ever, meeting the needs of the connected digital world. Customers can get the most from their VEICUT CNC simulation and optimization software without making the process overly complex.
That's a key point. How does this benefit the manufacturing industry?
Gavin Powell explains that keeping machine shops competitive is vital. The Force module allows for improved cycle times, providing an almost instant fix for workshops. The gains offered are good for all manufacturing industries in terms of business improvements and savings.
That's impressive. What about their events and exhibitions?
The company is maintaining its open approach to customers, and the globally popular VEICUT user events, VUE, will still be held. They had to adapt to the pandemic with virtual events, which were popular with around 80 attendees. Both in-person and virtual formats will be used again in 2022.
And what about physical exhibitions?
Gavin Powell hopes that UK exhibitions such as Southern Manufacturing and MAC will go ahead. These events provide opportunities to meet face-to-face with existing and potential new customers, as well as their global team of resellers.
It sounds like CG Tech is in a strong position. What's the overall message from Gavin Powell?
He concludes that it's business as usual and that the recent staff promotions are a great sign. Following the purchase of the business by Sandvik Coromant a year ago, CG Tech has promoted knowledgeable and experienced staff members to these key positions.
Thanks, Emma, for that detailed overview. For more information on CG Tech, listeners can visit their website, call them directly, or email their UK office.
That's right, Daniel. And that's all for today's episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
We'll be back next week with more updates from the aerospace industry. Until then, goodbye.